USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Democrats are offering no candidate if Governor Gavin Newsom is voted out of office in his upcoming bipartisan recall election. Embattled Newsom is facing backlash to his hypocritical leadership. He's facing California's first recall in nearly two decades. A man has been arrested after calling a Maryland police department and threatening to kill police. The suspect showed up and attempted to run over several cops, then crashed his car through the station's lobby. The incident occurred around 9:30 p.m. Eastern in Havre de Grace, Maryland. That's about 40 miles northeast of Baltimore. 24-year-old Timothy Call is the suspect involved. Officers report that they were able to tase Call and arrest him. A mountaintop cable car plunged to the ground in northern Italy on Sunday, killing at least nine people and sending two children to the hospital. 15 were on the lift. The cable car landed near Lake Maggiore. At that location, the cables of the ski lift were particularly high off the ground. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
As inflation worries continue to hound President Biden's massive infrastructure spending bill, a less expensive bill is being introduced by lawmakers that would focus more on traditional infrastructure needs. Jeremy Scott reports.
A bipartisan group of senators have introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill in opposition to the Biden administration's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond tells CNN State of the Union.
Well, I think the president coming down $550 billion off of his initial proposal, I think shows the willingness to negotiate in good faith and in a serious manner. And the real question is whether the Republicans will meet the effort that the president is showing.
The group of senators from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee introduced a bill that would reauthorize the Department of Transportation funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is due to expire in September. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
Arizona lawmakers are asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris as their border czar. They claim Harris has ignored the border crisis. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context, that's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Mm-hmm. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
Harris was assigned to the border crisis by President Biden in late March. In a once-in-a-lifetime event, the night sky on Wednesday will be both the brightest and darkest ever seen because of a total lunar eclipse. This week's full moon will be the second supermoon of the season, appearing brighter and larger than usual Wednesday morning. People who live in western North America, western South America, and eastern Asia will have the best views of the flower blood moon, according to astronomers. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.